Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bill Bernard is now my co-host, I think, is how I should introduce you. Is that right, Bill?
I'll take it, John. Absolutely.
Senior Director of Security at DeepWatch. The website is deepwatch.com. He's a Chicago area guy who's been answering questions for us about hacks and ransomware. And are you any good on this thing, Bill? I tried to send my credit card number and an email to somebody, and it got flagged and wouldn't get sent on Gmail. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. It turns out, and I'm going to guess, John, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to just guess that you were using your company Gmail account, not your personal one, when it wouldn't send.
I don't even remember. Why does that matter?
Well, because Gmail, like other providers, provides for companies who use their systems for corporate purposes a tool that we call a DLP, or a data loss prevention tool. And those tools can be tuned to help make sure that important information, usually things like personally identifiable information. Here in the U.S., we worry about things like Social Security numbers and passport numbers, and unfortunately credit card numbers and things like that as well, that we don't want, as corporate entities who have legal and regulatory requirements requiring us to protect this data, we often step to the idea that, hey, I just need to block it everywhere so I don't have to worry about it anywhere, sort of a thing. And I'm guessing that's what you ran into.
So, I evidently, and in fact, in the same, in another email, I tried to send, because we're taking a trip, so I'm making some arrangements. I tried to send my passport number to my travel agent, and they wouldn't let me do that.
Yep, the laws have gotten more interesting. Everybody's heard, I think, of GDPR, the European privacy law that went into effect a little while ago. And the states here in the United States, California especially, and many of the others, have all started passing other privacy laws. It makes it very tough for companies to figure out what law is applicable to them under what jurisdiction and why, because these laws, you know, they're not all exactly the same. California's law is a little bit different than Europe's, and Illinois's got laws that are different from California's. So a lot of compliance and security departments default to, like I say, this sort of, you know, you can consider it somewhat heavy-handed. I can't be sure that I can send that data, so I'm going to block sending it through tools like email.
Right.
And I'm going to ask people to send it in a more secure fashion.
And which maybe we should all do. I think I know I'm guilty of not being sufficiently secure, but it also kind of bugs me in a way that they're reading my email. I mean, I know they must have some algorithm that detects four sets of four-digit numbers, and they presume that's a credit card number. But what are they doing reading my email?
Well, I'm sure somewhere in one of those documents that they make you sign every year is an acceptable use policy that says something along the lines of, you're only using corporate tools for corporate business, and because it's our tool, we have the right to look at things, yada, 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 yada. Boilerplate stuff that almost every company in the United States, and frankly, I have to imagine most of the industrialized world, makes people sign.
Do you like these rules? I mean, is this worth the hassle? Is it protecting me sufficiently?
I mean, it's really there to protect the company, right? In terms of protecting you, I would love to suggest tools, you know, making tools available to you, things like Signal, which is an encrypted end-to-end application for chat and communication. It's actually a nice, easy tool that you can download and use yourself that acts very much like texting someone, like a lot of those instant messaging apps. But one of the things that I love about that one is there's no way for anybody else to read it except you and the person you sent the message to.
Do they have to download or double verify? I mean, so sometimes when you send somebody something securely, it's a hassle on the receiver's end as well. What's it like on the other side for Signal?
Yep, so for an app like Signal, essentially you download and install the app. It asks you to validate what phone number the app is set up with.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Once that's done, as long as two people both have signal, the entire communication is encrypted, and it really just does look like, you know, pick your favorite messaging app, whether that's Facebook Messenger or anything else. It really looks, snacks, and feels like that. So there's no cumbersome, hey, come unlock this so that you can read my very sensitive data. So and for us individuals, mm-hmm. just sending things like a credit card once in a while or other things like that, that's one of the best ways to do it electronically.
So this is an app. This isn't email. This isn't text. This is an app that I'm going to use with my phone probably, right?
That's absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Was I just now hashtagging? Sorry. Okay, so, you know what I do, my workaround is, and I'm not the only one, I'm sure, to have thought about this, is you can send the text, you can email or text your credit card number, for instance, in multiple posts, right? You can email or text somebody
sure.
a couple of times, or sometimes I type out the word, so I'll say O-N-E, mm-hmm. and then the number two, and then T-H-R-E-E, that sort of thing.
Look at you hacking to get around your DLP solution.
but do all you think that that's a company-sponsored platform then? Gmail doesn't necessarily do that. I wonder if I accidentally put a button on, threw a switch on my Gmail account, because I think that's happening with my Gmail as well.
Yeah, so, John, I haven't dove all the way into all the settings inside of Gmail for personal use. It's possible that you can do that, and I just haven't found it for personal use. But it doesn't seem to be a default setting. It's something that even when a company has a corporate Google account, they have to manually set that up because there's all sorts of rules that they may want to turn on and turn off. They may not want to, for example, block driver's license numbers, but they may want to block passport numbers, right? Things along those lines. So there's lots of options available to them. And I'm guessing, though, that Google probably only enables that for corporate accounts because yeah. of all the overhead involved with it.
Yeah, I get that. Ruth, you had a question. What can we do for you? You're on WGN.
Hi there. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. So I had gotten a message from IDOT this morning saying that I needed to update my driver's license, and it was from a 972 area code. So I called IDOT, and they said that absolutely not. They had not sent any messages out, to update any driver's licenses on your phone. So
yeah.
That's what I needed to say.
Yeah, thanks for the call. What's your thought about that, Bill?
I get plenty of those as well. The ones I'm getting lately, and Johnny, you and I have touched on this in the past, are that my unemployment benefits are on hold with the Illinois Department of Unemployment Services, and that I need to click the link in the text. And goodness, no, it's sad how easy it is to send that sort of spam, to send that sort of message out to anybody and everybody on a phone tree list. And, yeah, we all just have to continue to be vigilant, about those things. I love what Ruth did, though. She went through a different path to go figure it out. She didn't respond back to the message, but she went and contacted the IDOT through other means, which means she found the right way to talk to them, and that meant that she wasn't interacting with whoever that bad actor was.
I'm surprised.
So that's
I'm impressed she got somebody to answer at IDOT. Bill Bernard is the Senior Director of Security at DeepWatch. DeepWatch is the website, deepwatch.org.com. Okay. Bill, I'll talk to you again. Thanks for your help today.
Sounds good, John. Take care.